This is ESPN Radio.
It's Canty and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike Golic Jr., Super Bowl champion Chris Canty. We got a lot going on today. We get a little gold jacket treatment around here. Tony Gonzalez is going to stop by in a half hour, the Hall of Fame tight end. Keyshawn Johnson from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max going to join us. And Tim Kirchen, as we get a little baseball Hall of Fame action today. We got a nice little potpourri of sports going on, Chris. It feels good.
Oh, absolutely. My guy Derek Jeter going into the Hall of Fame. We got to get into that. A cool, cool picture circulating around social media right now with Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, and Alonzo Mourning in Cooperstown showing up for Derek Jeter. Talk about some GOAT talk. That's GOAT talk right there. When the GOATs show up to watch you go into the Hall of Fame, I mean, how good is that?
Well, I'm just glad that it's moved to that version of the GOAT talk where it's his peers starting to show up, and we didn't just do the default throw Derek Jeter's dating diamond from back in the day up when they used to put the starting lineup for everyone that he had gone and dated during his career. So it's nice to see that we have grown and evolved, Chris, in 2021 to giving him his flowers from some of his peers like that.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. It's going to be awesome. So I can't wait to get into that with Tim Kirchen. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. But you mentioned the GOAT talk here. We are getting close to the opening weekend in the NFL. We're getting close to opening night in the NFL. Tomorrow night, we'll get it started in earnest with the defending champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers squaring off against the Dallas Cowboys. And, Chris, we've already seen us devolve into the thing. We're at that point where we're all frothing for the mouth for football. And now it started the whispers of, can Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucs forget just repeat? Forget be one of the best teams in the NFC, get back to the Super Bowl. We're talking full-blown now what would be 17-0 regular season, 20-0 heading to the Super Bowl here. And Chris, I can't for the life of me figure out why we try and make it seem like this is something realistic that we're entertaining. I know Tom's been close before, and so maybe it's catnip for us, but yep. I got to squash all of this undefeated talk right now. Why do we do this to ourselves?
Yeah, I don't know why we do that. I guess it's just a conversation point, kind of a primer to get you ready for the regular season, but let's stop it, man. I mean, it's hard enough to go undefeated in a 16-game regular season. Now they're going to expand it to 17 games. I just don't see that happening, man. Like, everybody wants to talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I get it. There's a lot of excitement. We haven't seen a Super Bowl winner return all 22 starters. You are talking about the greatest quarterback of all time, who seemingly is starting to age like Benjamin Button, like he's getting better as he gets older. But, I mean, we want to assign a level of success to him, and beyond just repeating, I think the thing that gives this team a little bit of sizzle is the possibility that maybe this group can run the table and actually finish the drill that Tom Brady and his guys couldn't get done back in 2007.
I just always laugh when they bring up the quote where Tom Brady says he would trade two of his Super Bowl rings for one undefeated season, which is the embarrassment of riches. Like, Chris, I can't imagine there is a thing in this world that you would trade your Super Bowl ring for outside of maybe, you know, a loved one, something like that. Like, that's not something you're giving up for anything.
No, that's something that sounds good. I mean, if Tom Brady actually had that proposed to him, I don't think he would. I mean, having seven championships, I mean, that separates him from the rest of the pack. When you start talking about the greatest quarterbacks of all time, you don't have anybody that's close to that. Joe Montana's the next in line with four. I don't understand why folks want to say that Tom Brady would actually give up a Super Bowl ring, knowing how hard it is just to get one of them. There's no chance that he would be willing to give up any of the seven that he's already got.
Now, I do think there's a legitimate reason to be extra excited about this Tampa Bay team for a lot of the reasons you mentioned, bringing back all the starters, and maybe even more than that. Tony Dungy, Pro Football Hall of Famer, was on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this morning. Obviously very familiar with Tampa Bay, very familiar coaching against Tom Brady for so many years. This is why he believes the Bucs offense can actually be better than it was last year.
Well, you know, I saw them last year, and everybody was thinking big things early, and knowing Tom and competing against him, I thought it was going to be tough with really no training camp and not getting that timing right. But I think they're going to be so much better on offense. As a matter of fact, I talked to my buddy Clyde Christensen, who coaches the quarterbacks, and he says they're light years ahead of where they were at this time last year. So I expect them to come out firing, and I think they're going to have a fantastic year on offense.
Be a part of Canty and Golic Jr. Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us, 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And, Chris, I think you can even whittle it down to a couple of players, because from what we've heard out of Tampa Bay's camp, yes, they returned all 22 starters. But last year, Antonio Brown was a distant third option, and he was someone that was brought in because Tom Brady liked him. It was very clear that was what the organization did. And it sounds like, by all accounts, during camp, he's back to more of the AB that we saw for years in Pittsburgh. You couple that with on the defensive side for a line that harassed Patrick Mahomes, Joe Tryon out of Washington, a guy who they drafted there as a pass rusher, and it sounds like has delivered immensely. If you want to buy the upside of those being able to counteract some of the normal regression we see from good teams, I think that's where you really see the edge that gets people excited enough to say 17-0 things.
No, I hear where you're coming from. And those players being able to be more contributors, have more of an impact on the team's success is certainly something that bodes well for the Bucks. But saying that they're ahead of where they were last year at this time is a Captain Obvious statement. I mean, going back to last year, we didn't have any OTAs. We didn't have a normal training camp with preseason games. So, I mean, the fact that you were able to have those elements and Tom Brady and the guys that you know you're going to be depending on were actually able to be participants in that, I think it's just going to bode well in terms of this team being able to get off to a faster start. But the one thing that we got to keep in mind is while the Tampa Bay Buccaneers found their groove after their bye week and they started, you know, to form an identity, the rest of the National Football League has been looking at film on what the Buccaneers were over those last several weeks, and they're trying to figure out ways to be able to stop it. So that's going to have to be something that Tampa's prepared for. Because as you know, Mike, when you win a Super Bowl, everybody puts that target on you. You've got the bullseye on your back. Everybody's gunning for you because you're the standard. You are the mark that everybody's trying to use to measure themselves up against. And so I think that's the one thing that'll be interesting to see how the Buccaneers react to that because, I mean, outside of Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, there's a lot of guys in that locker room that aren't used to being in that position.
And what does come with that position? Because, I mean, hell, as far as championship experience, I played in one in college. I went up against the team that we talk about that is used to that stage, that knows that setting, that deals with the expectations like that. We were coming in trying to just go and put a crack in that hide here. For you guys, you got to the mountaintop, you win a Super Bowl with the Giants here. That next year, how hard is it to get yourself going again? Because I feel like that's the thing where maybe Tom Brady's effect is going to be felt the most.
Oh, man, it's the toughest thing, Mike. I mean, it's hard to fight against human nature. One of my former teammates, O.C. Umenyiora, used to always say, it's hard to eat when you're full. And after you win a Super Bowl, everybody's patting you on your back. Everybody's telling you how great you are. You're on the rubber chicken dinner circuit. I mean, you're going out to all the parties. You're at all of the hot spots. And you're not necessarily focused on doing the things that it takes in order to get back to putting yourself in position to have that kind of success. So, I mean, that's the one thing that you have to guard against. Now, the one feather in the cap that the Buccaneers have is that Tom Brady is not going to allow that locker room to become complacent. Like, that's just not in his DNA. Like, this is a guy that's been able to put the chip on his shoulder continuously over a 21-year career. So I feel like they do have a safeguard that's in place against that. But nonetheless, you still have to be prepared for being in that spot and understanding, you know, that, you know, it's hard to recreate that kind of hunger that allowed you to have that success in the previous year.
Yeah, it's, I think, again, your point about Tom Brady and the tone he sets in that locker room, because there's a difference winning one Super Bowl, trying to figure out how to react, especially, and you pointed out, the offseason that can get pretty crowded for you. This is also the offseason after everything we dealt with last year, where you were locked inside last year. Most guys were trying to find ways to train with barrels and their home setup and stuff at home. This year, you got turned loose to the world during the offseason. So if you wanted to go out and do that stuff, it was there. What did this team do? Showed up. Everyone came back. By all accounts, this is a team that their coach has touted as 100% vaccinated. Like, we're looking and we're seeing the buy-in all over from this team. So Tampa is one of the teams that we're going to expect to show up and set the standard early in the season based on how they've gone about this offseason. Coming up next, though, one quarterback and one face of the franchise spoke up about exactly what he believes should be done to ensure the future of his franchise. We'll tell you who that was next here. Canty and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
This is ESPN Radio.
Canty and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Mike Golic Jr., Chris Canty. We'll talk to the Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez in about 10 minutes here as we get set to watch his Chiefs open up the season this coming weekend along with everybody else. It's going to be a great weekend of football, Chris. We're very close, like that Wednesday halfway mark right now. You mentioned it during the week here. These are like the tough practices you got to get through before you get to the promised land at the end of the weekend.
Oh, no doubt about it. But, I mean, think about it. Coming out of training camp, getting ready to start the regular season, the games actually count now. I mean, all of the players are chomping at the bit for this one, man. This is one of those that you can't wait to get involved. You can't wait to get active out there. It's an exciting time around the NFL. It's an exciting time for all the fans of the NFL.
Apparently that extends to TJ Watt, too. We talked a lot yesterday about the star pass rusher for the Pittsburgh Steelers who's been holding in. He's been not participating in practice. Come to find yesterday, full participant in practice, including the team periods. He's been out there. I saw their rookie Kendrick Green talking about having to go up against that guy on the O-line saying, all right, this is a little bit different the way this guy moves out here. But, Chris, we've seen now very vocal support from his star quarterback on this. As we get towards the midweek and we still don't have a deal done, here first, this was Mike Tomlin, the Steelers head coach, talking at the Tuesday press conference about what he expected out of this situation with TJ.
I remain optimistic that something's going to get done from a deal perspective. You know, I'm expecting him to work tomorrow. I focus very little on those that aren't working for whatever reason that they're not working. I tend to focus my energy on those that are. You know, like I mentioned, I'm proceeding with the assumption that he's working tomorrow and he gets to add his talents to that collection and the development of that collection. And hopefully it culminates in quality play, not only this weekend from that group, but obviously over the course of the 2021 season.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And Chris, I think if you were going to focus on one player who wasn't playing as much, TJ might be the guy you might want to take a look at for a long, hard second here. And Mike Tomlin seems to be trying to manifest TJ Watt getting the deal he needs here for him to be on the field.
Yeah, and I got to tell Mike T to chill out on that one when he says he's not focused on the guys that aren't working in for whatever reason. Let me tell you one contract negotiation that he is paying attention to. That would be one TJ Watt because he's his best player. And when you couple that with the fact that he plays a premium position on the defensive side of the ball, which happens to be Mike T's background and the identity of your team, that's a guy that you would like to have in the fold when you have that week one matchup against the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, who is a lot of people's front runner for MVP. So, I mean, this is one of those things that you gotta watch closely, but I think it is a good sign for the Steelers, the fact that he is practicing. It feels like those negotiations are kind of moving closer to having a resolution that both sides can live with.
And just in case we weren't at that point, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger was out here today trying to see if he could push this thing across the goal line here. He made no bones about where he fell on this issue when he talked to the media today.
I think TJ should get whatever the heck he wants. He's arguably the best football player in the game right now, not just on defense, just in general. You know, I've been through a few negotiations here with contracts. You know, one of the reasons I took less money was for guys like him to get paid, and he needs to get paid. He deserves every penny that he wants and asks for. And so, you know, TJ Watt is that guy that should get whatever he wants.
Hold up, man.
I don't understand it, Mike. Why does Roethlisberger need to insert himself in this conversation about TJ Watt? Like, you took less money so that you could have money to pay TJ Watt? No. That's not how everything went down with Ben Roethlisberger this offseason. He took less money because he had no damn choice. He wasn't going to be the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers unless he did so. But I will say this, as a former player, having your quarterback come out and have your back when it comes to a contract negotiations or contract stalemate with the organization, I mean, you gotta love that Ben Roethlisberger is doing that for TJ Watt.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, short of him saying guys like me and Tom Brady take less so that the team can sign more people, it's harder to go out here and make sure that you're inserted quite as much as Ben Roethlisberger just did. But that was my first thought, what you just said. That means something. Like, I remember way back when, I think it was 2015, when Jimmy Graham was going through arbitration with the New York Saints, with the NFL, talking about the terms of his franchise tag. He wanted to be tagged as a wide receiver. They obviously wanted to tag him in a much lower number as a tight end. And Drew Brees came out and said he's one of the best tight ends in the league. Said that very publicly in a way that a lot of people looked at and said, you're not really helping the cause for a guy that's very important to you in that way. And maybe Drew didn't mean it as pointedly as he did, but there is something to be said for Ben being crystal clear, saying, I understand better than anybody how the Steelers, how the Rooney family does business around here, and we've got to throw that by the wayside. Like, you got to update the software at some point. This seems like a good spot and the perfect player to do it on if you're Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, I mean, T.J. Watt checks every single box. I mean, in terms of being productive, that's a check. In terms of him being available, healthy, to be able to play every single game, he's got that on his resume as well. So, I mean, he's a high-character guy. He's got the kind of pedigree that you're looking for. I don't understand the downside to paying a guy like T.J. Watt. I mean, if you're an organization that's got to park a significant amount of guaranteed dollars, a significant amount of your salary cap someplace, T.J. Watt is a good place to do it because you know that guy is going to be a part of your team's long-term future, and you're going to get the return on investment that you're looking for. So, I mean, I don't understand why it's taken the Steelers this long to be able to get this done, why they've taken it up to the 11th hour. Once the player makes it clear throughout the offseason that they're committed to holding out or withholding services until they get a deal done, that should be the tip to Kevin Colbert that something's got to happen so they make sure that they have this guy week one. And I think that they've moved in that direction. So good on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll be interested to see what the structure of the contract is, because you know the Steelers don't like to give guaranteed money beyond the second year of a contract extension. I'll be interested to see what that looks like. But it sounds like the Steelers are moving closer to being able to get this deal done.
Again, with T.J. Watt being back on the field, a full participant in practice, you're right, all signs point towards this getting resolved before we got to get on the field and really see what life might be like without him. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Coming up next, though, we'll talk to a Hall of Famer on the outlook for the 2021 season, what it's like playing well into your 30s and beyond, and if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have what it takes to repeat. We will do that after this word from Indeed. Now, running your own business, it requires a lot of running around. From bookkeeping to client meetings, you run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. To learn more, visit Indeed.com/credit. Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez joins us next on ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. It's Canty and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chris Canty, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And we're delighted as we get ready for week one in the NFL to head out now, talk to a man who played in a lot of week ones on the Goodyear Hotline. Pro Football Hall of Fame tight end Tony Gonzalez joins us here now. Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing well, boys. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. We always say everyone kind of played football, especially someone who played as long as you did professionally, kind of gets that itch around this time of year. So do you start to get antsy, especially when we get near week one?
To go play football? To play?
Maybe not lace them up now, but I know old habits die hard, Tony.
I can't wait, obviously. I'm like everybody else, looking forward to this game tomorrow night, watching the old man go out there with the Bucks and see what Dak can do. With CeeDee Lamb, all the storyline. NFL hit it right, as always, starting out with these two teams. It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
So, Tony, since you brought it up, man, let's talk about the old man, Tom Brady, winning his 7th Super Bowl last year, first season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How impressive is it from your perspective to see somebody that came into the league 2 years after you did being able to still play at a high level and win championships in his mid-40s?
I don't know if we've ever seen anything like it. I mean, we haven't. No one's ever seen like it. I love Tom Brady. I've known him for a long, long time, including when I was in college. I knew him. I went to school with his sister at Berkeley. What he's done on and off the field, a lot of the things that he's done, people haven't even really noticed. People notice the physicality. Forget about the throw, the championships and all the records and everything that he's done on the field, but the way he takes care of his body the way he takes care of his soul mentally, to be able to do that at such a high level, people, I don't think, really understand how hard that is. I mean, he eats the avocado ice cream, the sleep chambers and the pliability. All that stuff takes so much time and effort. To me, it's like, I can't believe that he's even doing it anymore. Like, why? Don't you have enough? But he still keeps coming back. And the humility that he takes in that position to say, I'm never satisfied, and I can always learn more, and I can always get better. That's a true pro. That's what I want my kids to do. That's what I tell young players. As soon as you think you arrive, that's when you get your butt kicked. Tom Brady has never thought he's arrived. He's always preparing for the next game, trying to be the best version of himself. And then here's the other thing, too, that most people don't know is Tom has left over $150 million off the table in earning over his career. He's never been the highest paid player in the league. This year, for example, he's making $25 million, where he could be making $45 million, $40 million. But he does this in the name of winning. Did it all through his career out there in New England. That's what you want. And that's why I think guys who played with him respect the hell out of him. He shows up, goes to work, has a small ego, and all he cares about is winning football. We can throw it 50 times or we can hand it off 50 times. Let's go get the win and then go celebrate and have a good time.
Tony, do you think that influence on a team that just won a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay with how hard it is to repeat, do you think that kind of influence from Tom can get them back to the Super Bowl, can give them a shot to hand hoist it again?
I think I absolutely do. If a lot of people talk about the Super Bowl hangover. It's really obviously it's hard to repeat. But they got all 22 starters back for a reason. And it's because of Tom. It's because, first of all, he took less money so they can pay everybody, which Tom fully understands. I'm dumbfounded by these older quarterbacks in the league that don't do that. I don't know. That's a whole different subject. But for him to do that, and then him in the locker room, when you see a guy like Tom Brady putting in the extra work, putting in the extra time, doing it mentally, doing it physically, there is no way that you can come up with any type of excuse. There's no excuse for anybody on that team to say, well, I really don't feel like practicing today when Tom's out there. Or I really don't feel like doing this today when Tom does it. And the way Tom does it, too. Like I said, I've had a chance to know Tom's a great guy. Some of these guys are hard to play with and hard to be around. Tom's easy to be around. He gets you motivated, holds you accountable. And that's why a lot of people call him the greatest quarterback of all time. And that's the reason he does it. That's what's made him so successful.
Tony, I want to ask you about the team that the Bucs beat in the Super Bowl, your former franchise, the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to know from your perspective what they need to do in order to get back to the big game this year and actually win it.
Well, they did what they had to do. Everybody watched the Super Bowl. If anybody watched the Super Bowl last year, you know what happened. I mean, he was running for his life behind that offensive line. And obviously they were banged up going into the game, but they did what they had to do. That's why Kansas City is one of the best organizations in the NFL. They do what it takes. They went out and got Thuney. They went out and got an offensive line for him, for the best quarterback in the NFL. And you give a guy like him time with Travis Kelce, with Tyreek Hill, with Mercole. You can't stop it. They got arguably the best or top three offensive line now, where it was a huge weakness in that Super Bowl and kind of a weakness for the whole last year. So I anticipate what they did on defense, too, with Chris Jones moving the defensive end, obviously, and you know Chris, I mean, I'm sure he'll still be at the defensive tackle position. They'll use him up and down that line. Everybody's got to prepare for him. But they're always looking for ways to get better, put guys in positions to be successful. I can't wait to see Jones coming off the edge, just pushing that tackle back into the offense, to the quarterback. So I anticipate it might even be a repeat next year. I mean, the Bucs against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, I would not be surprised if you saw that again.
Chris Canty, Mike Golic Jr. talking to Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez with us on the Goodyear Hotline. And Tony, one of the big features of that team is always going to be Travis Kelce, their tight end. We know what you did over the course of a long NFL career for that position as pass catcher, what you meant to the league and the evolution of that spot. But as you see these guys getting together for the tight end you in the offseason and just how prolific this position has become in the NFL, what do you make of the way it's sort of evolved since your playing days?
Well, you see the athleticism has, you know, where I kind of, when I was playing, when I first came in, I was kind of like the only guy doing it. And then, you know, other teams started going out there and they got Antonio Gates. You start seeing the athleticism evolve. I was 6'5 and 240 pounds, 245 pounds. And I jumped 36, 37 inches, ran a 4.6, 4.7, 40. These guys coming out now like Pitts. Kyle Pitts running 6'6, running a 4.4 and jumping 40 inches. The athleticism has gone through the roof. And so that really helps everything. Here's a big, I think this is something the league is really going to. You talk about the mismatch that it creates because you can't guard that. You better put two people on these guys. Otherwise, it's unguardable. And the reason being is because they are 6'6 now, because they jump so high, they catch the ball with their hands. You can't guard it. And it's cheaper. You get a big time George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, those top tight ends. They all make around $14 million, $14, $15 most, where those big receivers, they're costing you $23, $27 million between that. And you can go out and buy other players and leave it to the New England Patriots to figure this out. They figured it out a while ago, and people still didn't take notice. And now you see teams like the Baltimore Ravens. Let's go get a bunch of tight ends so we can build that roster. And every team in the NFL, look at last year's Super Bowl. You got one of the greatest tight ends of all time in Gronkowski, and you got Travis Kelce. Any great offense in the league, you got to have this type of playmaker at that tight end position. That's just the way it goes now, and it's smart, too. It's good football from a financial sense and good football from an X and O sense.
Tony, I know you're here on the behalf of TiVo. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. Teamed up with TiVo, 4K stream. It's the best quality that you can get with that 4K. So you're going to watch the football games at next level type of definition. And it's got a great voice control where you just say, hey, take me to the Atlanta game. Take me to the Chiefs game. And then if you got kids like me, I got a daughter, after the game's over, you might take me to the latest, take me to Cinderella, take me to the latest Disney movie or the, you know, a movie by The Rock for my boys, 11 years old, love The Rock. And it's $29.99 on Amazon or other retailers, but it takes your ultimate comfort, easy, kind of like caviar on top of your TV experience.
There we go. And who doesn't love a little bit of that on top here? You came to a very hungry show. Who gets that? But, Tony, we appreciate you giving us some time today. Thank you so much. Enjoy the opening weekend of the NFL and enjoy not having to hit anyone during that weekend. Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Chris, I realized right as I said that too, I've never had caviar, so I couldn't tell you if that's something I would like to eat or not.
Yeah, that's a little too fancy for me, Mike. I don't think you would be on board with that as well. It's something that conceptually sounds all right, seems like it's luxurious, but yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of caviar. That's right there with the Duke's mayo for me.
Not going to be dousing himself in caviar anytime soon.
Nah.
One Chris Canty. I will say, if I did have to pick one thing to douse myself with, I was sitting around eating breakfast this morning, cream cheese would be pretty high on the list. I'd give cream cheese a shot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cream cheese. But if you have like a breakfast sandwich, a little cream cheese and a little bit of jelly on there, oh,
yeah,
you
see,
can't lose. I mean, that's perfect. That's what you're looking for. Chef's kiss.
That's a man of great taste right there who understands the finer things in life.
It's also a man that's bought a breakfast sandwich or two for the defensive line and the entire defense.
That is also true. Listen, you got to know what the big boys want here. And again, everyone on this show has been above 300 pounds for a majority of their life, which means we've eaten enough things to steer you in the right direction. And we will always try and do that. Coming up next, though, we'll try and steer you in the right direction as we look at Tony Gonzalez's old team, the Kansas City Chiefs, and try and figure out who might be able to take them down this year in the AFC. We'll do that after this word from Vivid Seats. Now, football season's back. The baseball playoffs are right around the corner. Apparently, Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame induction ceremony is going on right now in the middle of the afternoon on a Wednesday, which means it's safe to return all live events, and that means you can actually be there to see all the action with Vivid Seats. From seats on the 50-yard line to a bird's-eye view, to parking passes, being there is all that matters. And get this, with Vivid Seats Rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. That's Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Back after this, Canty and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. Canty and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Mike Golic Jr. and Chris Canty, you can get in touch with us. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Talk some MVP odds in a little bit. Who's your pick for the NFL MVP heading into this season and why? 888-SAY-ESPN. We'll get into some of those numbers in a little bit. But, Chris, looking up today at the upcoming NFL season, the folks over at 538 were crunching the numbers and their projections. Well, no surprise, they like the Bucs and the Chiefs making it back to the Super Bowl this year. And I feel like we've talked a lot about the Bucs. I want to look at the Chiefs on the other side, because when we look out of the AFC, we've talked almost exclusively about one team as a potential challenger for them in the Buffalo Bills. They saw them last year in the AFC Championship game. Josh Allen had the major come up here. Are we missing something? As we look around the AFC right now, who in your mind's got the best chance of potentially throwing a wrench in the Chiefs' plan?
Mike, I like the Cleveland Browns, man. What they did this offseason, retooling the back end of that defense. I mean, their pass defense in 2020 was a bit of a sore spot, so they went out in free agency and brought in Josh Johnson and then Troy Hill from the Rams secondary. They drafted Greg Newsome from Northwestern in the first round, and then they beefed up their front four by being able to add Jadeveon Clowney to be a bookend to Myles Garrett. I really like what the Cleveland Browns have. I think that's the most talented roster in the NFL, top to bottom. So if I had to pick one team that was going to challenge them in the AFC, it would be the Cleveland Browns, even more so than the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and that's interesting to me because we look at the quarterback situation and so many people high on Josh Allen after the 2020 season that he had, and understandably so. And I think if you're looking for the sell there, it's the fact that, all right, this team on defense, you draft Greg Rousseau, you've got A.J. Epenesa from last year. It looked like you had a group of guys starting to put it together on the pass rush in a way that we didn't see last year, especially in the four-down rush, which can be such a help to the rest of that team. That I remember talking to Aaron Schatz, who's from Football Outsiders, does a great job of kind of showing us what the numbers tell us about these situations. And last year's Bills team, especially during the year, was one where Josh Allen was actually lifting the majority of what was looked at as a Super Bowl roster everywhere else. And so I feel like if he gets some help there, Buffalo's in a much different spot, because I look at that Browns team, Chris, and the team that comes to mind for me, not saying it's not possible for them to push, because this is exactly what this team did, but the 2016 Rams, where you've got a very Super Bowl-ready roster around a quarterback who is good to very good, but I don't think ever going to be great in Baker Mayfield in the same way Jared Goff was.
I feel where you're coming from with that. I mean, they have similar formulas in terms of what they want to do offensively and how they try to attack defenses. It's going to be an offense that's led by their running game. I would probably give the edge to this version of the Cleveland Browns offensive line over that version of the Rams offensive line. But when it comes to the quarterback, I mean, I think that Baker Mayfield has a lot of show and prove left to the Cleveland organization and to a lot of people in NFL circles in terms of becoming one of those quarterbacks that's able to elevate the play of those around him to where we're talking about the Cleveland Browns as true title contenders. Because, I mean, again, if you're looking at the teams in the AFC, yeah, I mean, the teams that we think will be there in the end, the only question that you have about the Cleveland Browns is the quarterback. I mean, pretty much everything else they've kind of answered or they've got solidified coming into 2021. So I get where you're coming from with the comparison, but I think this Cleveland Browns team is ready to take that next step. I mean, seeing what they did last year, being able to make it to the playoffs and then actually win a playoff game and be able to do so on the road, and then taking the Kansas City Chiefs to the wire in Arrowhead. I mean, I just feel like this Cleveland Browns team is coming into this year with a lot of confidence and even more experience, especially in the moments that matter the most. And so that's why I think they're primed to be able to make a run deep into the playoffs this year.
And what great timing that would be, because it seems like Baker Mayfield is going to walk into this year without that deal that a lot of people thought was going to get done this offseason. And man, if you're looking for the Joe Flacco bet on yourself and prosper candidate of 2021, Baker Mayfield seems like he might be ready for that mold. Now, we're brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. And again, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. We'll take your calls and votes for the NFL MVP for 2021. We'll tell you where the money's going out in Vegas real soon. But coming up next, let's stick with the other side here. Tom Brady and the Bucs walk back into 2021 with as much ammo as anyone else. How realistic are the expectations we've set for them? That's next here. Canty and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.